As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. All right. You know what day it is and you know what time it is. That's right. This is BBSRadio.com and you are listening to the Insight Hour with Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Oh my goodness, to Sir With Love and Reverend Roxy Hampton. So tonight, my main man is going away and I want him to now have a chance to pray and to share his heart and communicate. So Dr. Len, come right in and let's give it up to the Creator, because never before in the history of man have we ever needed to really understand.
Oh, my sister, thank you so much, my love. Thank you so much, Reverend Roxy Hampton, always leading off the Insight Hour and taking care of business when I'm away. I appreciate it greatly from my heart. I thank you. Well, Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. Week after week, we come to you and we ask for a special blessing, a special anointing, a gifting for all the people listening to BBSRadio.com, to your love, to show us your way, Heavenly Creator. And I ask all those folks tonight listening, as I depart for the Middle East on a very, very important trip, and I'm asking you, Heavenly Creator, for protective angels surrounding my trip, because over in Lebanon and Syria right now and in Iran, in the neighborhood kind of where I'm going, it's not particularly pleasant, it seems, according to the headline news. But wherever you are, Heavenly Creator, I know the sun is shining. I know absolutely everything is protected, and yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, because you are totally awesome. You are so protective and divine, and we are your humble servants. So I ask not only for your protection and protective angels, but I ask for everyone out there listening to say a special prayer for Dr. Len over the next week, when I'm going to be in the hot seat of the global crisis, when everything seems to be coming around, falling out at the seams, with Iran the center of attention. And I'm not going to Iran, I'm going to Lebanon, I'm going to Syria. And I may spend some time, if I can get it, in Jerusalem. Where, folks, I ask for your special prayers, because this is a special visit. And Heavenly Creator, I ask for your special direction for all the members of the World Organization for Natural Medicine that will be meeting with the government officials for the country of Lebanon, wherein we pray that you will open the way to establish natural healing clinics associated with the university that the president of Lebanon has granted, be formed. It is, I understand, the University of Modern Science and Business, and that they've asked me, Heavenly Creator, to help develop a curriculum for the School of Public Health. And I ask Heavenly Creator for a blessing and anointing on not only my heart and my mind, but also all the people with whom I'm going to work, particularly Doc Sheila McKenzie, the director of the World Organization for Natural Medicine. She is a divine servant of yours, Heavenly Creator, and we ask that you open the way, open the floodgates of prosperity in all ways, to be able to set up natural healing clinics associated with residency programs that would be certified by this university and then also certified and licensed by the World Organization for Natural Medicine. In that way, all those wonderful human beings who, like Mother Teresa, wish to care for the sick and needy will be blessed by your Holy Spirit, by your direction, by your protective angels. And that all of those residents who volunteer for service in effort to meet the requirements of their doctorate degree in naturopathic medicine, that you be directing them and guiding them and blessing them every time they set foot in any of our natural healing clinics. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for making it wholesome, making it pure, making it real, making it natural, making it, above all, divine by your loving hand. May the miracles after miracles after miracles mount for all the people who are in need of your care. May you work through us, your humble servants, to produce miraculous healings and manifestations to bring you glory and praise. Heavenly Creator, we ask for a special blessing this week also on the Oxy Silver Group. I ask for Charles Moy, who is going to be doing a special Oxy Silver seminar this week on Thursday, I understand, where all the affiliates of the Oxy Silver program, which if they don't know yet, Heavenly Creator, I praise you for bringing to their hearts and their heads the fact that we're literally transforming this planet through your water. Your water, your word, your way. In the beginning, it was just you. It was your water. And it was your word that paved the way for the manifestation of this glorious kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. We praise you for the truth that water shall set us free, not only from the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, industrials, but from all dis-ease that they bring about in the name of health, the name of public health, the name of national security. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for bringing us you, part of triune you, the water, the healing waters. And as we bring praise and glory to you for bringing us the micro water, the structured water that Dr. Emoto has blessed us with the understanding of, and this structured water that is the essence of Oxy Silver's miracles through the silver, the nano silver that is an electrical, conductive, uplifting, spiritual, resonating, 5-8 frequency generating element that you've given us to protect us from all infectious diseases. That we praise you for this heavenly kingdom that you're manifesting on earth as we enter into the messianic age where there will be nothing missing, nothing broken. We won't have infectious diseases plaguing humanity, and we won't have the nuisance of the petrochemical, pharmaceutical industrialists hanging around to make sure that we're sick and dying at their profit. We praise you for the transition, the transformation, the messianic age that we're heralding in your service. We praise you for bringing about this wonderful time in history where we're planning now for the concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O. Everyone listening in this prayer, I praise you, Heavenly Creator, for giving us the internet and giving us the opportunity to have a temple to praise you, to bring you praise and glory, for 144,000 voices to be sung in cyberspace and directed into your body of water, the oceans, magnificent oceans that are refreshing, the universal solvent that solves all the pollution, all the problems. We praise you for your water, your living waters. And we praise you for the concert at livehh2o.org, www.livehh2o.org. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the opportunity to have the concert beamed all over the world. We praise you for the resonance frequency of 528 love hertz that we are going to be singing and praising you in. A love frequency, your clear channel of divine communication, your zero-point energy, your miraculous manifestation from the metaphysical into the physical, from the spiritual world into this Babylonian kingdom that is transforming right now, right here, by your word, your way, your will, your law. We praise you for all of this, Heavenly Creator. And we thank you for bringing on all the resources, human and financial and otherwise, that we need to make this concert happen. I ask for everyone listening to pray with us here tonight on the Insight Hour. We have now event coordinators. We have letters going out to musicians. We have letters going out to sponsors and corporate co-sponsors. We ask for all of your prayers to bless these communications so that one by one, the masses will come. The masses of supporters who are conscious, who wish to uplift humanity in the divinity of the image of our magnificent Creator. We praise you for bringing on all these resources. I ask for everyone listening also to put a love note, a calling towards another human being who's working on the same mission, that our visions come together and our labors of love unite. His name is Doug Ivanovich. He directs World Peace One And he is also engaged in evolving numerous concerts around the planet for the blessing of humanity, the upliftment of a consciousness, and our spiritual evolution into the kingdom of peace. We praise you for bringing us together. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for Fidel and Susan and their project for humanity, also very related to Sister Sheila Mackenzie's work with the World Organization for Natural Medicine. I praise you for the Native Elders of North America meeting in a couple weeks in Lenox, Massachusetts at a beautiful festival and powwow in which concert musicians will be singing and will be having the opportunity again to address not only large audiences there, Heavenly Creator, that's the Labor Day weekend, but also the elders in the following week to plan strategies for the spiritual renaissance, how we, the native people, native to you, Heavenly Creator, in your Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob flock, your bloodlines, your chosen bloodlines. We praise you for all of these people who are going to come together in love instead of in mind and in ego and in fear. We praise you for the love and the clarity and the certainty and the shalom, the peace of mind and presence to do your will, your word, your way. Well, I can't think of anything else right now, Heavenly Father. You've got my heart, and I praise you for the opportunity to serve you on bbsradio.com. We thank you for Reverend Roxy Hampton, who holds down this wonderful ship. We praise you for the ministry that you've given us, the Royal Bloodline of David. We praise you for the opportunity to serve humanity in Hawaii. We praise you for all these glorious blessings, and we ask for a special blessing for health and clarity, peace of mind for all the people listening to the Inside Hour tonight. Praise you for all these things. In Yeshua's blessed name we praise you, and in your name, Yod-Heh Vav-Heh, we trust. Amen.
Amen. All right. We can go on with the show now.
How nice. What a nice thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. I feel exciting about you going off to the Middle East like that.
Yeah, I wish I could take you with me.
Huh? Oh, I wish I could go.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
If you can get to Toronto.
Oh, stop. Let's get on with the show. Hey, you know what, Dr. Lynn? You said it was going to be kind of like one of those kind of like, let's just go with the flow.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to tell you I've been doing a lot of thinking this week about that unfortunate occurrence that happened in Arkansas Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right, bring me up to date.
Okay, well, the head of the Democratic Arkansas Committee, you know, Ed Chigong, his name I think is, I can't remember how they pronounce it, but it's, I think you don't pronounce the G, it's Nataway or Attaway or something like that. But anyhow, he got shot 3 times in the chest at his desk by this man who barges through all these people, wants to, first he says he wants to volunteer, then when they say he can't be seen, you can't bother him, he barges in and he shoots him 3 times, supposedly, and then leaves, goes to a church or something like that, has another incident at a church, and says he lost his job, and then proceeds to tear out of town, be chased by the Arkansas police, and killed. So I started thinking,
how convenient.
I said, this sounds a lot like maybe the kind of work that Dr. George Estabrook did early on in the 1940s. That he was a man who was quoted as saying, I can hypnotize a man without his knowledge or consent into committing treason against the United States. And that the whole mind control, isn't it interesting that this man went to a church, then said, I lost my job. That's all he said to them, and then got in his car and tore off. They found a post-it at his house with the man's name that he killed on it, and people are now reasoning, those people who like to do investigations are reasoning, why would a man who knows who he's going to kill, unless he doesn't know who he's going to kill, write it down on a piece of paper? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got a telephone call.
Sounds like a hypnotic suggestion and a Manchurian candidate.
There it is. You see, this is the Operation Mind Control. And doesn't this smack of other things that have were happening all through the 70s.
Well, how about this week? Today, the FBI, it's in the headline news, the FBI released this bogus report from none other than the Institute for Genomic Research, which is the most satanic organization on the planet that stole the Human Genome Project from the public and now privatized all the patents on DNA. This is the organization, the director, I exposed all of this in the book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, J. Craig Venter. His yacht is called Sorcerer. That tells you he's playing out the book of Revelation, because that's who fornicated with the devil in the end times, deceived all the wealthiest men of all the nations, and practiced sorcery, which the root word is pharmacopoeia. The FBI today released their report of the scientific analysis on the mailed anthrax, a total whitewashing scam of this whole thing, generated by none other than J. Craig Venter's organization, the Institute for Genomic Research, which if you do your homework, you realize it's directed by George Soros, money manager for the global elite.
And we are talking Hungarian. And
okay.
We are talking Poland. And we are talking fascist. Yes, Dr. Lynn, there is a reason why this is coming up. Do you know, I fell over in my chair when I saw a mainstream article on the OSS.
On the OSS, how wonderful. Before there was the CIA, there was
yes.
the OSS.
You wonder what it is they are preparing us for.
Well, the Gestapo.
Something. Huh?
The Gestapo. All of this. I mean, all these killings. Ivins was assassinated. He was a risk. This guy held co-patent on the anthrax vaccine that killed all so many people and caused the mycoplasma, upper respiratory flu-like illnesses to spread. This guy was unstable, so they did him in, and then they blamed him and then created this whole hogwash science, this pseudoscience that says that, yeah, he had the genetic sequence of the strain of the Ames strand of anthrax. Well, gee whiz, so did about 30 other people around the United States, but only one place in the United States had the capacity to produce that silica sensitized, electromagnetized, hyper-concentrated, trillion spores per gram, mailable anthrax. It was the Battelle Memorial Institute in West Jefferson, Ohio, and not one single word about that organization in this FBI report.
It is telling. It is very telling. You know, it made me then go and look at some of the companies that are dealing with the vaccines for dealing with this. You know, aren't there 89 kind of varieties of anthrax out there? And isn't anthrax a very old bacteria? And that this particular one is very specific. They can trace it back to a particular cow. And that cow is the only cow that they have found. I mean, that this particular strain of anthrax came from.
Yeah, I haven't read that one. I know it's a name strain.
Oh, my goodness, Dr. Lynn, I went and did a little homework. And let me tell you, when they say Ames, you know, they're referring to the laboratory to which it was sent. But that very
Ames, Iowa.
Iowa. But that's not where it was found. Where the cow was found was in Texas.
Yeah, but you know what? The research that I did showed that the original Ames strain came from Port and Down, which was the British organization's facility, the biological weapons. So here's the Brits, the Anglo-American ruling elite with George Soros and Henry Kissinger at the forefront, directing the Institute for Genomic Research and the FBI. Man, I'll tell you, what a conspiracy reality in which we live.
And yet, if that's what they want us to believe, that it is conspiring. This is an actual plan that has a end. And I believe that the end is roll up your sleeve.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, folks, the wisdom that my sister just spoke, you better get this, and you better herald it. Because now the fact that my sister has told you, you are now the watch person. And if you don't tell everybody you know to not roll up their sleeves and get vaccinated, because that's what they're coming for. They're coming for you and your children's blood. They want it intoxicated, infected, polluted. And that's exactly a violation of Leviticus 19:19 says to keep the blood pure. Everything, the life is in the blood, and so is the death when you inject it with a pharmaceutical sorcery and megalomaniacal, these lunatics who lie and the profit off of humanity's suffering. You got to stay away from their shots. What they call vaccinations and are not immunizations, they're intoxications.
Now I'm going to trip you out a little bit more. When you think August 28th, what do you think of?
I'm thinking of this coming August 28th is going to be the concert that's starting in Lenox, Massachusetts. It's a fundraiser for environmental groups and a consciousness group and held by the native elders. And it's going to be a concert. People can go get information where I'm going to be all that week. If you're listening from the East Coast tonight, you can go to healingwinds.net, healingwinds.net. And I'm going to be there at a concert that's going to happen on Friday night. So that's what I think of.
And when I think of August 28th, I think of Martin Luther King. I think of that I Have a Dream speech.
Wow, how wonderful.
And hear me out. And now I think about this Illuminati military, industrial, political, absolutely out of their flipping minds, are going to take my August 28th, and they are going to hand it over to the usurper, Obama, to give a speech mile high in Colorado at a stadium named Invesco, that when you type all of these names and put scandal next to it, you arrive at the big diaphragm, which is a security nightmare. And he is going to give his speech outside the convention to both Republicans and Democrats as he accepts the mantle of the Democratic Party. And as a human being who has lived in America, I am absolutely too through with this man and this dog and pony show they call the Democratic Party. So I just want to let you know that the 28th is the day that Martin Luther King spoke before 210,000 people on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, in a time when people gathered could be killed, maimed, hosed, and everything. And now that very day is going to be usurped by a man whose ideology is absolutely a big question mark, and give us a I Have a Change speech.
Oh,
I
man.
I needed to say that because I want people to understand that Reverend Rossi is not bitter. I am better at this than even Obama is, in terms of who it is that's controlling him, and the Canadians, and the Europeans, and all those people, the Bronfmans, they're all scandalous. And if anybody really understood how that man ever got to the position of being the senator of Illinois, they would roll over in laughter to see how manipulating Arkansas can be. Thank you for letting me say that.
Oh, I appreciate hearing that, my sister.
He'll never be the same again as this man stands up there and compares himself to Martin Luther King. Oh. Don't even try it, I want to tell him. Don't even try it. You did it all your life. You compared yourself to Martin Luther King, but you never showed up at anything. And then you went to the political machine. You went to Chicago. God left Chicago a long time ago, Obama.
Yeah. And he deserted his minister who told the truth.
Oh, my God. And then he dissed my in-law, Farrakhan, who said he was a better man and spoke very well of him from God's point of view, not telling anybody what to do. He spoke so eloquently, not in terms of whether or not he believes that this man should be it, but if it is to be him, watch him. You see, and I've been watching him, Dr. Lynn, and now this August 28th speech is just going to make me flip. I'm just so glad I have my Godhead.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, folks, I just want to let you know that Reverend Rossi Hampton is not a right-wing Republican.
No, I am a rebel with a cause. because that's exactly what Jesus was. And
yeah.
if everybody was to open up the book and see just how eloquently he dealt with this political thing called this kingdom here on earth that they all trying to, you know. Oh, Dr. Lynn, I'm so glad that all I could do is wait for God and wait for Jesus to return and show them what really it's all about, you know?
Yeah, you bet.
That's it.
You bet. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Anyhow, you know, you fired me up for the Hawaii aspect of the concert, and I wanted to let you and the listeners know that I have got an angle for the, not that we need one, because it's all about frequency, but I am brilliant. In the Lord, I am brilliant. I do not boast, but I have got an angle.
I love you.
I got an angle for our humble Hawaii addition to the Live H2O.
Oh, wonderful. Now,
I've already started to put it in the spin. We purchased a plan for the water car. Uh-huh.
Oh, wonderful.
And I have funneled it out to some brilliant people who have been I've been in touch with and believe that it is doable and are going to do it. So what we're going to do over this long period of time, which is not very long, until the countdown, when we get to the countdown, is that I hope to present to all who are listening how they can get on the, because it's all about frequency anyhow when it comes to breaking these bonds. And there's a lot of energy in these bonds.
Yep.
Water,
yep.
So we are going to present the water car and the water propane refrigerator and the water everything. We're going to take that hydrogen generator technology that was left by Stan Myers, and we're going to present it at our concert and praise the water and show the power of the water. And that's the way I'm going to try and throw the angle.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For the whole show. So.
You know, that fits very, very well. A couple of weeks ago, I was privileged to be among the speakers in Albuquerque, New Mexico, at the Tesla Tech Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're talking about is going to go perfectly with the speakers that we're planning to have. And by the way, we just got our first, the first person that we asked to. Actually, that's not the truth. At the Tesla Tech, we had just about everybody say that they wanted to participate on Friday, June 19th, 2009, the educational 24-hour service that we're going to render over the Internet by the world's leading experts in water science and in fuels, hydrogen fuels, these renewables, these beautiful sustainable energies, and ultimately the other first MD that I asked and has consented to speak is C. Norman Shealy, MD, PhD, one of the most famous doctors in the world. He is on for speaking on Friday the 19th of June. So things are coming along, sister. It's really great. By the way, I had a fellow drive up here the other day who's one of the co-sponsors. He's going to be a co-sponsor of Live H2O. His name is Robert Pritchett, and Robert has a automobile that he runs off of exactly what you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
It is a little combustion water vessel.
Brown's
that
guy.
Takes yeah. the hydrogen fuel, sends it through a rubber hose into the air intake valve of his diesel, very big diesel engine in his van. And because he's breaking down those molecules of water, he is producing hydrogen fuel that is adding like an enzymatic catalytic reaction to the fuel, the diesel fuel, and he gets about 300% increased fuel economy from that little contraption in back of his seat. And this is some of the technology that you're talking about that we'll be talking about and showing and just being blessed to herald Live H2O.
I tell you, Dr. Len, God's greater than that. God gave us just plain old water. We're not talking any petroleum, no diesel, no nothing. We're talking about frequency, pulse generation, and creating the gas at will, pressurizing, holding it, and burning it at will.
How awesome.
You see what I'm saying? And that is the kind of stuff that between now and the concert that everybody can get excited about. And to make that excitement happen, I'm going to be sending you a zip file, Dr. Lim, of the plans for the water car, because I think that we should not hold this technology back. I'm going to send you the patents that were already given, which, you know, can't get a patent unless you prove it works.
That's right.
Okay? So I'm going to send the patents to you, and I'm hoping that you'll put this somewhere on the web where people can download the book and build this, because I believe that when we as a nation have control over our own power and we are able to generate with the kind of technology today, we have electrical and generators that work off of heat, and that's what we are providing. Not an eternal flame made of petroleum, but an eternal flame derived from water.
Yes.
God's gift. God's great. Oh, my goodness.
Totally awesome. You know, when we were at the Tesla Tech meeting, they ran a video that just came out about a year ago, or within this year, from Japan, that water car. They showed it. There was a news release on it. It is. It's real. It's here. It's now. We just got to get it, you know, through the heads of not only the people, but the global industrialists that we need it, we want it, and if you don't give it to us, you know, God help you.
Well, you know what they did to the inventor who got the patents? They poisoned him, and he died in a parking lot. So we know that this is a very dangerous idea, but its time has come now. For now, they're all crying that they want to deliver us from petroleum. Obama's and McCain want to deliver us from all this drilling and everything. So they want to save us. It's the waters. And that's why I believe that between now and then, I think that people will understand that it's going to come around with prayer and that that water will be our Savior, which is left here for us. It was created for us.
Amen. Yep, that's totally something awesome to pray for, folks.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This whole transition, because it's all about power and control. And if you've got power of God, you've got the water that gives us the power to do everything, to heal, to sustain. And so this is what it's all about. It's all about the love in the water, 528 hertz frequency particularly. And just we're so blessed and privileged to herald these revelations at this time in history. What an awesome time in history.
Well, Dr. Lynn, you know, we're coming up to the halfway point, and I just want to make a point that it's time for us to do a little, you know what, a little housekeeping. So why don't you just go on ahead and tell us who's bringing this show to us, and you know it's solid silver. So why don't we do our little plug for Oxy Silver and let people know about opportunity? Because let me tell you, folks, I learned this a long time ago. Opportunities are never missed. Other people get them. And there's one waiting for you here right now. So let them know what it's all about, Dr. Land.
Thank you, Reverend Roxy. It's a great opportunity. It is a great blessing to be able to save lives with the Creator's juice, water. It's 5 parts per million, approximately. And it is a nanoparticle size. It's not nanotechnology. It's a special reactor that actually causes a combination, a covalent bonding between the silver and oxygen. And it's really the energy and the oxygenation that does all the amazing healing. It robs this product called OxySilver. It steals the pathogen's electrons. It destabilizes their membranes. It causes their membranes to rupture, and they get swelled with the creative juice. Water kills them because they're not of the Creator. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. You bring it into your Holy Spirit-filled temple, and what better way to have that creative juice flow than through this silver-water combination that literally shatters, electrocutes, and totally annihilates all of the germs. So here we are in 2008, worried about the avian flu coming to get you, worried about AIDS, worried about hepatitis C, D, E, F, G, I can go on. We can sing a whole song about all the biological weapons they've prepared to kill us with. And yet who comes through for his people? Our glorious Creator, bringing to us the waters that shall sustain us. Read the end of the book of Revelation, folks. It says, after the plagues have struck and a lot of people who have no eyes to see nor ears to hear go down, with the population reduction agenda unfolding now, and the cancers pandemic now, and the autoimmune diseases and inflammatory reactions and the sickening and the enslaving from the pharmaceuticals now, guess what the Creator gives us now? A doorway to freedom. The opportunity to bless humanity with the thing that's going to eliminate infectious diseases from planet Earth. It's here now. And it's called OxySilver. And we've put together not just an enterprise, we've produced a cooperative. Because this is a collaboration, this is a partnership, this is an opportunity for the human family to step up with this opportunity for healing this planet. And so as we transition into the Messianic Age, where we shall have not just peace on earth, but we shall be at peace in our own bodies, there's not going to be dis-ease, we're not going to have these cancers and afflictions, because we're going to rely on our Creator. The creative juice, the water, the healing waters. It says at the end of all of this lunacy in the Bible, in the book of Revelation, that once again, the crystal clear waters will flow through the rivers and streams, whose banks will be lined by the trees, whose leaves bring about the healing of the nations. This is what the botanicals and the herbs and God's glorious bounty has given us, including silver and gold, and the understanding of how these amazing elements can be used for health and spiritual evolution. This is the technology that we're currently engaged in. And we praise the Creator for this opportunity. And folks, the best way for you to take advantage of this opportunity in being a partner with us in transforming this planet is to go online now to oxysilver.com. That's www.oxysilver.com and register. Register. Or you know what? You can bless Reverend Roxy Hampton. Reverend Roxy, if you've already been signed up, and I haven't checked, I don't know whether you are or not, but if you would give people that are listening your sign-up number, then they'll all be signed up under you, and what a blessing that would be for your ministry.
Well, you know, I'm probably going to do that when you go. So this one's on you, big man.
Okay. Well, at any rate, you'll sign up. And the way that you sign up is simply you put your name and you put your password. You put your email address and a password. And that assigns you a link, which is then a virtual website. It is a website. In essence, what we've done is duplicated or cloned the website. And you get a copy, and you get a full copy. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the copy that you get. It's complete. In other words, you've gotten that for free, with nothing to buy, with nothing to stockpile, with nothing to spend, simply want to share the truth and share the blessings so that you can heal some people and save some lives. You're going to be given, if you simply do what I'm telling you, a website worth several thousand dollars as an online business opportunity. And you're going to make from every referral that you send through that website. So in other words, if you have friends or family who are sick and ailing, you send them to that website. Your website, not mine. Not Reverend Roxy's, but yours that you got for free. And they're going to order the OxySilver from your website. You don't have to stock it. It's drop shipped from the company. All you have to do is go cash your check at the end of every month. That's all you're going to get. You're not going to get hassled. You'll have an opportunity, as I mentioned Thursday night, to join Charles Moy if you go online to register under healthyworldstore.com. You're going to be contacted, or you can just simply contact the 888, toll-free number, 888-508-4787, and talk to people here about the conference call that's coming up on Thursday night. Charles is the marketing director for the organization, and he's going to be educating everybody about how that this work, that this labor of love is going to be a great blessing for a lot of people. Everybody that touches it is going to be blessed. The people who receive the blessing, the people who render the blessing, and that it's a 40% partnership. In other words, you put no money up whatsoever. We've designed a website that's awesome. Read through it carefully. Read the science particularly. Realize that what we're talking about has been suppressed by the drug industrialists because it works so well. Otherwise, if it didn't, NASA scientists wouldn't be using it even today. And over the last 20 years, to keep astronauts healthy and safe in space and keep their water purified as they recycle it over and over again. It goes through an oxy-silver chamber, and ultimately it's purified by the addition of oxy-silver. Also, on the website we've just put up, Reverend Roxy, you'd be pleased. You know, we have Peter Loima from the Wasart African Youth Movement, who's sent us pictures from the Africans who are being blessed in Uganda from the donation of 600 bottles of oxy-silver that we sent over there for the AIDS trial, and they're doing more than curing AIDS over there. He sent us pictures. There was a beautiful little baby that everybody thought was going to be dead, and they gave her some oxy-silver. She couldn't even sit up. 2 days later, she's sitting up looking around, and she's almost back. She's really back to normal now. A couple days afterwards, she was almost back to normal. Now she is back to normal, and that's just the beginning. Hundreds and hundreds of people over there are going to be very, very blessed and brought back to life by God's creative juice with a little tiny bit of silver in it. So this is what's happening. Go to oxysilver.com, sign up, and then refer. Just refer people to your own website. And what a wonderful blessing it's going to be for everybody.
And the people that want to know what Reverend Roxy's number is, it's 118.
Oh, wonderful. You're 118.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay. So Reverend Roxy, her web number, her sign-up link number is 118. And if you want to put that in, then you'll bless Reverend Roxy's ministry. Then she's going to get three levels, and then you're going to get three levels. And the people that you sign up are going to get three levels. Ultimately, 40% on three levels is what the pay is. And so it's an opportunity to be blessed financially, be prospered, which is, again, part of the great Creator's plan. There's nothing missing. There's no reason that we should be starving. This is all about the water. You know, the currency, the flow of the green. Never look at the black side of money. Always look at the green side where it says, in God we trust. And realize this is the flow. This is meant to come from being engaged with the wicked, held up in store by the wicked for the meek, who shall inherit the earth. That's the promise. That's the covenant. That's the word. And that's the way in which we're now evolving. And so there's no reason that you should be not blessed financially with this life-saving and prospering program.
Absolutely.
Let me give you that number again. Toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's to healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com, the people that support this ministry and this opportunity to share Tuesday nights with you on the Insight Hour. I want to also thank BBS Radio, Don Nikoloff, who's been a great supporter over all these years. We've been together just about from the very beginning of BBS, and you've seen it grown, and I have too. What a great blessing. Get a membership. It's $2 a month. That gives you access to all the archives. And so, folks, these are the people who support what it is that we're doing. If you can think of getting a book, tape, DVD, CD from Healthy World Store as a gift for friends, or if you haven't read it yourself or watched it yourself or listened to it, listen to one of the many, many fine educational packages that we have on healthyworldstore.com. If you're in need of healing, get some of the wonderful products, because that's exactly what it is. We've got the best. I absolutely believe firmly that we've got the best of the best, particularly the new material that we're doing. We're working very closely with Brother Medicine Wolf, who is Reverend Roxy. Five doctorates our Brother Medicine Wolf has.
Wow.
Five. He's got an MD. He's got a veterinarian medicine doctorate. He has got a medical doctorate in homeopathics.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has another medical doctorate in, gee whiz, what's his fourth one I've mentioned? Again, then he's got a PhD in biophysics. Gee whiz. I spent a couple of days with this genius and this brother in love. And I tell you, I am so thrilled to be working with him and working to bring some of his formulations to the people. What a great blessing. You know, at this time, he's working very diligently on this understanding that he brings, that the ancient manna, Reverend Roxy, the food that Moses, who cast down the golden calf, melted it down, and through alchemy as a Levitical priest created the ancient manna. It's actually this gold and actually silver, monoatomic silver, and this thing called ormus, the orbitally rearranged monoatomic elements that now we have the capacity through frequency resonance and water science to literally take the gold and produce something that is sustaining, spiritually uplifting, opening our hearts and our heads into the truth that shall set us free. This is the true manna, the true spiritual nutrients that we're evolving now. And if you go online to healingcelebrations.com and healthyworldstore.com, you'll get our understanding of how we're now evolving into taking the things of the Creator to bless us royally.
Absolutely. My goodness. You are going to be missed off the mainland. My goodness. But you're going to do some really good work over there. And I just want to say I'm going to miss you. I miss you already because you're not here on the island, but I'm going to miss you when I know you're over there. I'll be thinking about you all the time. And I hope that you'll drop me a line.
Oh, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you. Folks, also, we're going to be having a Hawaii retreat with Reverend Roxy and I. We're going to be leading a retreat in December, right around Christmas time. You can go online, as I mentioned, to healthyworldstore.com. There's some information there. There's a link there. You can also call that toll-free number, 888-508-4787. And I understand that David Wolf, you're going to be making some sorbet for David Wolf and his raw food people again, Reverend Roxy.
I know ours too. It's a tradition every year now for 4 years. And I haven't made sorbet since God left Chicago. But I will be making it, and we will be doing the cane thing. And we will be doing all of that and bringing in the new year of 2009 as our countdown to Live H2O. As a matter of fact, we'll probably do a little mini whatever, you know, and try and get people together and launch this off for the new year.
Yeah, that sounds great. How about Clay Dykin? Did you get Clan Dykin? Did you get to them?
I played them on my show Sunday, and I'm in touch with Grey Wolf and Devaki, and we are going to do our best to do some fundraising and try and make this happen. Anybody else out there want to make this happen? I go back a long way with Clan Dyke and all the way to 92 with the 100th Monkeys, so to bring forward for the Concert for the Living Waters would be right. Their music is right up the feeling and affective level of our concert. So, yes, we're going to try very... They always want a reason to come over here, so we've just got to make it happen.
Yeah, that sounds good. And then we're going to have a couple of venues in the United States. They're coming on. Lenox is going to probably be one of the venues in Massachusetts. We're looking for a venue next to water or that's been blessed. I also just got a call from Mount Shasta. There's an organization and a fellow in Mount Shasta who desires to have participation in Live H2O. And he's asked me to speak the week before in Mount Shasta to a group out there. Also, we have right now, we have the Uganda venue that's been pledged. We also have a Vienna, Austria venue that has been pledged. And so we're looking for other venues right now. We'd like to have some in India, one in India. We'd like to have one in Asia, probably in Japan or China. And we would like to also have one, obviously, in Europe. So this is where we're at right now, folks. We're starting to move on this. Your support, certainly your prayers, is greatly appreciated and necessary. And we also ask for any other way that you can support us, whether it's financially or by your human labors of love. We need everything from administrators to event coordinators to technicians to people who are musicians, professional musicians who can tune to 417 hertz or 528 hertz to participate. We're having on Sunday the 144,000 gathering on the online temple. We'll be singing in unity the 528 frequency of love to the living waters to give our respect and praise to the living waters and our glorious Creator. So we praise you, Creator, for giving us the opportunity to share this with humanity. And folks listening, we ask that you do whatever you can do. Start with prayer. Might put it on your heart to do something with us here. And we praise you for doing everything that you can do to bring on the great prophesied concert for the living waters.
Sounds like you've pretty much sized it up for now.
Sounds good. Now, you know, folks, also, I want you to pay attention to Don Nikoloff, who is our brother, who's coming up on Evident Footprints. In about 5 minutes, Don's going to take the stage on BBS Radio. And I can tell you, I knew Don was really, really bright. I knew he was a beautiful, loving human being because of all the work, all the incredible labors of love and the intent that he's put into his exposés like Reverend Roxy and I do of the global Illuminati and always looking at what's a blessing rather than a curse. And that's been Don's way, and I've known that about him. And then when he and I got together and we said, you know, probably be the best thing to do to make him the executive producer of Tetrahedron Records. And you can get information on that at tetrahedronrecords.com. Tetrahedronrecords.com. And we made Don the executive producer. Boy, I'll tell you, that was the smartest possible move that the Creator could have made, is to put Don Nikoloff in charge of this organization that's going to evolutionize the entire music industry. Because as the letters have been coming in from musicians and people inquiring about what is 528, how does it make the love frequency and your heart sing? How does it work? Well, there's no person that I know on this planet who has no more background than Don Nikoloff. So Don has actually got the show right after the Insight Hour. And so you'll be amazed to know that this is a professional musician. He's a concert, I understand, pianist. He has the capacity to understand technology in music industry better than anybody that I've ever met. And what a blessing it is to not only have him working with us with the live H2O concert and the Tetrahedron Records, but also to have him on BBS Radio following the Insight Hour on Evident Footprints.
So,
Reverend Roxy, your show. Tell folks before we quit.
Well,
tonight.
Dr. Lynn, don't tell me about my show because my show is over.
Oh, you're done?
I'm done. I done achieved what I have to achieve, and with you going out the country, I want to concentrate more on making more meaningful Inside Hour shows, and I don't want to be overextended. So Mission Possible is on the back burner. There's only so much ranting you can do, and then you got to get down to business. You know
I got you, sister.
We'll concentrate on that. So I just want to thank everybody out there who supported Mission Possible Radio and know that I will return in all my glory some other time, but right now I'm going to pay attention to the Inside Hour. And so with that...
Well, you're going to return next Tuesday night on the Inside Hour. You're taking the show for the next couple weeks, right, sister?
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, that's plenty.
I'll hold it down and keep the seat warm for you until you get back. And know that, you know, I spoke to people in Australia, you know, anywhere there you in the world, you can be contacted through BBS Radio. So maybe you can grace me with get us a landline number and we'll contact you and we'll talk to you from the Middle East. That will be exciting.
Sounds good. You know, I think I'm going to be on a plane back on Tuesday night. I think I'm going to be in the air. And so that means that's next week. And then the following week, I believe that I will be calling you from Lenox, Massachusetts, from the Native North American powwow. And I'm going to be bringing you the show from midnight on the East Coast. I'll be joining you, Reverend Roxy, by the God's grace.
Okay, just keep me informed, but let's get off and let Don get on.
Okay, Don Nikola, folks. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.